Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Certainly one of the programs that is on the rise every year, not just in status, but just in productivity, is UCF. And as he does quite often throughout the year, Jason Beatty is kind enough to join us from Knights 247. And Jason, thanks so much for taking the time first. And quite a busy and probably exciting weekend for UCF fans.
Well, first off, thanks for having me on. As always, it's always a pleasure. Yeah, it was a great weekend for UCF, the program as a whole, and obviously these individual players, you know, now they get life-changing money and you know, get to take their game to the next level and then show off and show out in the NFL. But for the program as a whole, five players get drafted. That's a school record. And we weren't sure, you know, we felt pretty good about two or three of them, but a couple surprises at the end, and to see five go, that's great for the program.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and to me, you know, we talk, obviously it's funny because they had I think Coach John Peacock from Venice put a rankings together and had Alabama and all Florida and such. And then he had American Heritage ahead of Clemson with six. And and I thought that was, you know, funny, but at the same time, it's where everybody's loyalty sits. You take a look at a UCF program where now, saying, hey, look, see, that guy went to the NFL. Yeah, we had him. It's so much better to kind of like show people rather than saying, well, but you do have. And I think that's mm-hmm. the best recruiting tool in the world.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you want to talk about lists. UCF had more players drafted than FSU and Miami this year. Florida led the way in the Sunshine State, but UCF was right behind them. So, you know, if you're a recruit, you're going to watch the NFL draft because that's what you want to hear your name one day called. So if you're considering UCF, you know, Coach Gus Malzahn can now turn to you and say, listen, you're going to earn your degree. You're going to win some conference championships because every freshman class since 2013 has done so. And you're going to go to the NFL and have a successful career because we've developed players. And, you know, you got to look at the last few years, Mike Hughes, Traquan Smith, Jordan Akins, guys that are still in the league going further back, you know, Asante Samuel and Blake Bortles and Shaquille Griffin and, you know, tons of guys over the years. So, you know, to continue that momentum is huge.
You know, you take a look, Jason, too, and you brought up a pretty decent point, is the end result. And that's what you really, you know, I mean, you could say, hey, you know, we're a Power 5 school and we're doing this and we're doing that. But, you know, who are you bringing to the next level? Because most of those kids, obviously, get an education is paramount and a priority. But, you know, if you really have any professional aspirations, obviously you're going to play at a high level college football. You're going to play at a UCF. And certainly when you're out there recruiting, because look who you have now. You have a coach who's been there, done that. I mean, not to say O'Leary didn't, and, you know, not to say that any of the others didn't, but here's a guy who's established himself in a Southeastern Conference, which, you know, is a pretty decent, you know, calling card. It's like, you know, you've got cred, you got street cred for the rest of your life because, I mean, he competed against Alabama, recruited against the best in the country every year, and now he's bringing that mentality, and you and I talked about that. He's not caring, you know, if Miami or, you know, Ohio State's in on him. He wants him. He's going to go after him, and now he's got some backing with, you know, proven results that, yeah, we've turned kids in, you know, we get them here, and we'll turn them into kids who are, you know, at least get a chance to play in the NFL. And that's a good thing. And remember, these weren't even his kids. So imagine what he's going to do with his kids.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think UCF shared on social media, he's in the top 10 among active head coaches with NFL players drafted since 2014. I think the number is like in the upper 30s, maybe mid 40s. So, you know, just him alone, combined with the fact that UCF has had success and not just getting players drafted, but also those players having long-term success in the league. I mean, you look guys at like Rashad Perriman and Brandon Marshall, and you know some of these big stars over the years in the NFL. So you know, to add in a guy like Gus Malzahn, who has his own history and record book, it's pretty remarkable combination, I would think.
Yeah, no, it is. It is. Jason Beatty joining us, Knights 247, amongst a lot of things. I always end up seeing you on the front page, or I used to see you on the front page of the Sentinel a lot of times. You still doing stuff with them, or you're purely doing other things?
Yeah, I'm actually going to be helping out this weekend with the Palm Beach Post, covering some lacrosse state championships that are happening in Kissimmee this weekend. Okay. You know, I'm all about the hustle, just trying to stay busy here and there. And on Friday nights in the fall, I definitely still am helping out with the Sentinel and their high school coverage in Orlando. Awesome. So just, covering UCF and staying busy. And I'm excited for the month of June. It's going to be a great month with on-campus recruiting and official visits and camps. I know you can't wait.
A little 7-on-7 action, camps and stuff. Talk about the guys that that were drafted and where you think, you know, if they landed in a spot where, you know, this could be a good thing for them.
Yeah, I think, you know, the first guy that went second round, Richie Grant, safety, drafted by the Atlanta Falcons. You look at Richie, such a physical player and such a ball hawk. I mean, that was one thing. He went to the Senior Bowl this past spring after the season ended, and just, you know, it's hard to get interceptions at the Senior Bowl just because, you know, you're not expecting anything. And he was going up against some of the best receivers in the country that were going first, second round, and you know, deflecting passes and getting interceptions off of guys. And, you know, I think Atlanta really needed some secondary help, especially at the safety position. And then another guy I'm really intrigued about is Jacob Harris. You know, he's in high school and he's playing soccer. He didn't start playing football till his senior year. He walks on to Western Kentucky, ends up at UCF, walks on there, contributes on special teams. Then just kind of like, you know, he's a freak athlete, 6'5", and now he's just a receiver. He's going to be able to play tight end. He's a great fit for the Rams. You know, he adds some size to the wide receiver room. He'll be able to contribute on special teams. I think it's a really special opportunity just for, you know, an underrated freak athlete who just can use his size at the next level and really contribute in a number of ways. So I'm excited to see. And then, you know, obviously Aaron Robinson, New York Giants, really good cornerback, one of the top cornerbacks in the draft this year. It'll be interesting to see how they use him for sure. So I think it's a really
local kid.
That's
too.
A good thing. Yeah, a lot of local kids that you guys would recognize, and it's a good thing for everyone involved.
And he went to Alabama first, right?
Yeah, Aaron Deerfield Beach. He went to Alabama and he spent, you know, he appeared in 13 games as a true freshman, and I think he spent most of his time on special teams, of course. And then, you know, Coach Frost comes in and you know, they need help at cornerback, and I think he just had an opportunity at UCF. And it's funny, I was on a New York Giants podcast about a month before the draft, and they asked me about why he transferred, and you know, I shared that it was, you know, mostly for playing time, but it's like that shouldn't take away, you know, Aaron's skill and what he did at UCF and how he developed into a pro athlete. Just because he started at Alabama, I mean, you see this every year. Kids from South Florida go to Indiana or Nebraska or Tennessee or out of state, and they end up back at, you know, whether it's UCF or Miami or FIU, or they end up back closer to home and develop into NFL players. So it's like, why just skip the middle, man, and stay at your hometown school, be a hometown hero, and then go get drafted. And I'm glad that it worked out for Aaron. It's incredible.
No doubt. When you were saying, I mean, but there's got to be a time where, you know, they got to kind of like, you know, go out and, you know, just like you, just like me, just like anybody else. And you got that, you know, everybody wants to go out of state because it looks better at the time, but then they get out of the state and say, hey, you know, it's not any different than being back home, but you got to experience it first.
It's cold.
Yeah. Jason, before we let you go, let everybody know how they can follow you, because you do awesome work everywhere you do it.
Yeah, absolutely. Knights247.com, at The Real Beatty on Twitter. I also want to give a shout out to Makai Sargent from Key West High School. Didn't get drafted, but he signed with the Tennessee Titans. So, you know, it's great to see Conks in the NFL, and that's awesome.
He's a beast. He was went to Iowa, ripped it up really well. He, you know, I'll tell you, there was a guy that when you first saw him, you figure, wow. I mean, you know, you hate to start making comparisons, but he looked in high school like he was going to be really special. Good for him. Thanks, Jason. Yeah, we'll talk absolutely. To you soon.
Sounds good. Have a good one.
Good stuff. Jason Beatty, Knights 247, bringing it strong with the UCF talk.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.